Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Welcome to every one of you who have signed on our conference prayer call for Israel. And we want to start today. We have a new President of the United States and Vice President of the United States. We're having new administration come in, and we are going to obey the Word of God right now. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. We are going to do this now. We're going to be doing this every single day. I don't know if you read my blogs about how a former Muslim had been given a vision that of Jesus that he would always share with me, that Donald John Trump was going to be the new president, but that the church would have to support him in prayer as we never have done, that we would have to keep 1 Timothy 2, 1 as we never have. So I'm going to read it to you right now. And this exhorts us that, first of all, we begin our prayers every day in the morning with this. I'm reading now. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So we begin now praying. Heavenly Father, we do praise you and thank you. We're joining together all across the United States and dear friends in Canada and in other nations of the world. And we are lifting up our governmental leaders. We are lifting up right now, and I want to begin today with thanksgiving. We want to thank you for our new leaders. It is written here that we are to offer up supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Right now, Father, we all say thank you. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that we are a free nation and that we've had an election and that we have leaders freely elected, a peaceful transfer of power. How we do praise you and give you glory that you established this United States of America. And we thank you for our friends from other nations, our brothers and sisters, who are joining us today. We ask for blessing upon us that we may bless. We ask for blessing upon the United States and her leaders that we may be a blessing in the world, that we may be a blessing to Canada and they to us and other nations, holy and wondrous Father. Give unto our leaders protection under the blood, the covenant blood. Give unto them wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Visit them, Father, even in the nighttime, we pray, with your presence, with your love, with your comfort. We pray for their family. We lift them up to you, and I lift up, Father, all the people upon this line, this call, that you would remind them, first of all, to lift up our leaders every day. We want to lift up the United States of America, Father, that they would be strong in the, we would be strong in the support of Israel. That our support, Father, would not wane, but it would wax stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And, oh, Holy Father, we do pray for our administration that they will be strong in moving our embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient and eternal capital of Israel, to Jerusalem. We ask you to help them be brave enough to do this, strong enough to do this. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I don't know how many of you went to the inauguration. I taped yesterday with Jim Baker on his program, and they were just full of information and miracles and how all so many leaders, spiritual leaders, and don't forget, when we pray first of all for leaders, put your pastor in there and put our spiritual leaders in there. So many spiritual leaders were at the inauguration and praying together, so many prayers. How thankful we are. Regarding the moving of the Capitol, of our embassy from Tel Aviv to the Capitol, a headline in the Jerusalem Post today is that our Mayor Giuliani said to the Jerusalem Post, President Trump backs the Jerusalem embassy move, but reality is complex. The reality is not as complex as they think. That's why we pray for them, that they will be brave in doing it. There have been threats that there would be war, all kinds of wars and rumors of wars. For one thing, we're not even expecting to move our embassy over to East Jerusalem, which is the one that are claimed by the Palestinians, the part that's claimed. Of course, we would move it to West Jerusalem. But nonetheless, this move, I think, is important. So we'll want to keep that in our prayers. I have been invited to be a part of something that they're calling to be a founder of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement. This is a letter that I got from the Knesset that I will read to you from Knesset member Robert Ilyatov. And this is confirming something that we had already agreed to. We are honored to invite you to become one of the founders of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement. Now listen to this. Following the celebrations of the 100 years since Jerusalem's liberation and 50 years since its reunification, we, together with the President of Israel, Reuven Rivlin, are anticipating a great blessing over the upcoming event and would hereby like to invite you to join the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement's Circle of Founders. Its purpose is building bridges of blessing between Christians and Jewish leaders around the world. This 2017 is an amazing year. It was 100 years ago that the British and the Aussies, oh, how I do appreciate those, the Aussies and the part that they played in the in Israel's coming back into the hand, Jerusalem coming back, and Israel coming back into the hands of friendly forces. It had been 400 years under Ottoman Turkish rule, and but a General Allenby from Britain, from England, and along with marvelous writers, horsemen from Australia, the Anzacs and New Zealand, defeated the German powers who had signed up with the Ottoman Turks, but they were defeated. And then Jerusalem, 100 years ago, then 50 years ago in 1967, Jerusalem was reunified in the 1967 war. Now, the unity of Jerusalem, what does that mean? What is that? Is that important to God? I want to speak just a little bit right now on Psalm 122. This psalm, you don't really get it in, we Westerners have a hard time getting this, but it was explained to me by some rabbis in Jerusalem and also in a lot of study that I've done. Psalm 122 is one of the songs of degrees of David, or your Bible might say ascent. These are the songs they sang as they went up to Jerusalem for the three moeds, the three main moeds or feasts of the years. And so they would sing this. I'm going to read the words. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Now, this was explained to me like this. There is a heavenly Jerusalem. There is an earthly Jerusalem. The two are to be joined together. And they are right now, but they shall be further in the future when a heavenly Jerusalem can literally be seen but from earthly Jerusalem. I believe this will happen in the millennium. But even now, that city of Jerusalem is to be compact. In Israel, in Hebrew, when you are going to say, when you count, ahad, shtayim, shalosh, shtayim is two. So if you want to say, you don't have to say two shoes, two trousers, anything that has two to it, you end it in ayim. Your shoes are na'alaim. Your spectacles, your glasses are mishkafaim. And Jerusalem has the name Yerushalayim, because it is Jerusalem above and Jerusalem below. And the Father's plan is that those two be so joined, even in the millennium, you can see heavenly Jerusalem from earthly Jerusalem. Now, going on down in Psalm 122, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. Peace, the Hebrew word peace, you know that. It's shalom. It comes from the Hebrew word shalem. All Hebrew words come from a root. You can imagine the root like the center of a wagon wheel, and the words that come out of it just by adding vowel sounds never lose the meaning of the root. The root for the word Jerusalem is whole. The root for the word peace, shalom, is whole. It's the word shalem, and it means whole, whole. When Jews greet each other with shalom, they mean the peace. May you have the peace that comes from being whole. So we are to pray for the wholeness of Jerusalem, that it would not be divided, that there would not be a two-party, a two-state solution. It's a whole city, and God wants it whole. So that's what we pray for as members of the watchmen on the walls. Chapter 62, Isaiah, verse 6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace, and that means their silence, day or night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no rest, and that word is again the word silence, till he establishes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Here God says he has put watchmen. That's what this call is about. You are watchmen. You are some that God has called today to get on a Jerusalem prayer call. He has set you here. He has set us here. He put the idea in our minds. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, my center reference column says, you who are the Lord's remembrancers. You remind him of his promises for Israel. You remind him that we are to pray for the wholeness, the peace of Jerusalem. Did he forget it? No. It's this fact that he's the head, Jesus is the head, and we're the body. And it seems, John Wesley said, that God can do nothing for mankind except a man ask him. That's because the men on the earth have the authority. So when we on the earth take the scriptures regarding Yerushalayim, regarding the unification of Israel, the peace, when we remind him, it says in Psalm 122, it says in Isaiah 62:6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Yerushalayim, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. You that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Give him no silence. Till he establishes and till he makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And that's what we're doing right now. We are lifting up our voices together. And I want us to do this toward the unity of Jerusalem. No two-state solution. Our State Department to understand these things. I understand that they're going to review Obama's last-minute decision to release $220 million to the Palestinian Authority, which is the same as releasing it to a terrorist. So right now, we're going to pray and be the Lord's remembrancers. I'm going to start out in English. Just take over in any way you want to pray after that. O Lord, here we are. Here we are, the watchmen, setting watch together, not holding our peace, reminding you, Lord, of what you have said, that you're going to make Jerusalem whole. We want to be a part of that with our embassy, and we ask that our embassy be moved there. We want to give you no silence. Oh, Lord, we do know it's your plan to make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Oh, God, take our languages, take our native tongues, and use them, Lord, our mother tongues, but also use our prayer in the Spirit as we pray. Give us the utterance. Ikando makito, vristonya nikahala brate, jondolo kohobreke liminyo no vrata Yerushalayim, 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 Yisrael o pranto do kubrate livrasucho, o sihniato mikaladinya, evrotanya no kohobrete le kotoshka tiano no kohobretinyo no kohobrate. Agliantoria della candia, agliantore calianda, agliantore calevrete, ivrastoniero nono cohubra, ivrascionte becalada, ivrutagne nicohava, latogne nicohava, papa latino. Oh, Father, how we do pray, Father, that our dear nation, O Sabra, our dear nations, Ishondo, Canada, I heard Canada join, I haven't heard the others, but oh Father, that you would literally take the minds of our leaders and download them into their hearts and their souls and their minds. Your great plans. Sibronda la cobrata la covresciante la cofrata for Yerushalayim. We would know the blessing, Lord. We would know the blessing that comes from blessing Israel. It is written, O Father, we remind you that it is written in Genesis 12, chapter 3, that if we will bless Israel, we will be blessed. We lift up our nation, Father, that we would not know judgment. Ikandolo braha santa for bad moves toward Israel. Ilabrato de nikala brate de nikoto fretanya ne kohu brate. Ishandolo toho vrete le katanya ne kohu vrata le kobrata le kotanya ne komprete preve vavshuta. Ilabratoria mahalatinyo ne kohu vratanya ne koria dalanda le kodare kalati. Ishandolo kodosh kriete. Ishandolo kovrete le kodonya ne kolo brate le kolo bretanyo ne kohu vrate. Is la prato, it's in the east, Lord, it's in the east. Ibarato, ibarato maki, frahoneke. Keep her safe today, keep her safe, Father. Ivrato from plots and plans. It is written in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13 that everything is open and naked to the one with whom we have to do. We ask you, Father, any plots, any plans today, any plots to the Rosh Hashanah, to attack any of our governments, Israel, the United States, I heard Canada, I feel the Netherlands is always on. Father, in the name above every name, France, Ishandro Hobrato, how we lift up our Ikalamarandele Rehishato. Istandra Makata, any plots, any plans, Father. Ishandro Vrata, that have hatched in the devilish demons that drive men to put bombs and to drive cars and trucks into peoples. Lord God, see those plots and see those plans. And today, dear Father, reveal them to the authorities. Cause them not to function. Elijah, Elijah, Ishan Tohovratara Katashka Chek Torkotoshka Diekte. No plots against Washington, D.C. Ivrondolo Mahalambra Hasita, no plots will prosper. No plots will prosper against our Ristoromokonia, capital of the United States, Ila Brandondia, and its Oshondoro Frafaratanda peoples. Ishandoro Cobra, starting with the administration, the House, the Senate, and going down, Father, Ishtoromokombre Kalakalianda,
to the newest baby born in the hospital. Oh, Lord, we pray protection and that there be no ilabrantandia ashotorogombra. Nothing will prosper. Nothing will prosper. We pray that same thing for the abodes where we live. Every single person on this prayer call, Father, I join my prayer with them that their city, their malls, their schools, Ishandala Makaharabata, will be under the blood, the covenant blood. We are a covenant peoples. Ishando, Ishando, Ilemaratolo Bre de Livrahasandolo Kohobrakala Kalyanda. Eastern, Eastern, it is in the east, it is in the east. O Brada, so Pranda, we lift up the east. Embarrassing, the Mokoriama, embarrassing, it's embarrassing. Oh, yeah. Reveal that, Father. Reveal that. He will be embarrassed, but it needs to be revealed. It needs to be revealed. April, April. Lord, we lift up April in the name of the Lord. Oh, Father, that month and what it holds, we lift it up. We lift it up because it came to our lips. Ishondolo vro sopra calamalito anverno nija agene mokohoshetia nakalagadanya. Since that came up about April, I would like us all to pray about May and June. We are just now finalizing a tour. We had it scheduled to begin in June, but we backed up because we want to get our favorite guide, who is Guy. And so our tour is going to begin. I'm not sure exactly of the dates. We're talking with Ronnie Levy today, but it's going to begin May 27th. And my event, and Lynn Hammond is going as well, as founders of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast Movement. Our event at the Waldorf Astoria and at the President's House will be June 6th and 7th. And there's also some possibility that some people from the tour would get to be in on some of the events. And I don't know how many, they haven't told us yet, but entire tour could go, if they wanted, to the Knesset on June 8th. But I want you to pray about that tour. We're going to be praying about the people that are on it and our safety, of course, all the safety. Heavenly Father, and the planning. Heavenly Father, help us now. Help Ronnie Levy today, I pray, Lord. Help him to get the rooms that he needs, because this is the time when people are celebrating in June. They'll be there in Israel, and a lot of people will be there because they want to celebrate how in June the 66 day war. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking for rooms for our tours. I'm asking for airplane seats. I'm asking for safety. I'm asking that you would handpick the people that you want to go on this tour, Father, with us to Israel. That you would right now speak to their spirits, and that you would bring the monies for them to go. It's expensive to go, Lord, and I ask you to bring the monies into them. Bring the monies supernaturally into the people that you desire to go with us to Israel. I lift them up and cover them with the blood. And then I'm going to ask your prayers today. I'm going down to Christians United for Israel. Lynn and Hammond and Mac are going as well. And we're going down to John Hagee's ranch, right down on the southern border of the United States near Del Rio, Texas. He has a wonderful ranch there, and John and Diana host us. I would invite you to become a member of CUFI. All you have to do is go online, CUFI, Christians United for Israel, and join. Doesn't cost you anything, but you will be kept abreast of the things that are happening. We have an office in Washington, D.C., headed up by Gary Bauer, who did run for president, and he was a part of the government of President Ronald Reagan. And so we pray for that meeting today, Father, in the name above every name. All the people that are traveling there from all across the country, I do pray for them. They'll have safe travel, the blood of Jesus upon airplanes, upon cars, upon their families. And, Father, please be in our meetings and think through the minds of our leaders as we meet there.
Christians United for Israel, Father, we thank you for that dear group that now has 3.3 million people. And Father, we roste the makahala fratanya, think through Brother Hagee's mind, touch his body with a posta de makaya, with a quickening, Lord, and bring to us what you want to be, how you want us to do the annual summit in July, what trips you want us to make to Washington, D.C. The trip that I made and that I talked to you about last week, that we went to Washington, D.C., and the supernatural things that happened, I hope you read my blog, billybrim.org, BILLYEBRIM.ORG, and you can find out the things that happened there. But it was Christians United for Israel that sent us. And I also want to offer to you today, I want to offer you a free book. I have made two little books. I need to be doing another one on the ingathering of Israel, but I've done one little book, little mini book, just scriptures, God's promises to Israel of the land. Now, that little book, I'm offering it to you for $2. It's just the scriptures. You could hand it to anybody, and there are the scriptures that God promises that land to Israel. But there's another little book that I put scriptures in, and this one I'm offering free today. And this is The Nations Will Be Judged on How They Treat Israel. It's all the promises, which you need to know. You need to pray them to God, and you need to give these to your government officials. These are the scriptures from the book, God's holy book, that says nations, as nations, are going to be judged on one criteria, and that is how they treat Israel. That book I'm offering to you for free. You can get it by telephoning 1-800-972-3447. Just call 1-800-972-3447 and say, Billy Brim promised me a free copy today on our Israel prayer call. Name the date, because this won't go on forever. Name the date, today's date, on our Israel prayer call. She promised me the little book, Nations Will Be Judged for How They Treat Israel. You can get one copy free, and you can order, I hope you order a lot of copies, and pass them out. They're $2 each plus shipping. That's two little books. One is God's Promises for Israel, the Land to Israel, $2. And the other one is The Nations Will Be Judged for How They Treat Israel. That's 1-800-972-3447. And don't forget to call us or go online and let us know if you would like to go with us in May to Israel. You can call this same number, and they can give you information, 1-800-972-3447, or you can call 417-336-4877, and you can find out about this May tour. We need to know right away how many seats and how many rooms we need to get. So if you're even thinking about it, just pray quickly and give us a call and talk to Ruby. You're going to end up talking to Ruby. She's a wonderful lady, and she'll tell you just how you can join us. And so this is Billy Brim. I got to get ready to go get on an airplane and fly down to La Fonda Ranch. And thank you for your prayers for Israel. And we praise the dear Lamb of God and bless you this day. May God's richest and best be yours. Shalom, shalom.